What metta is? Metta is usually translated as loving kindness, friendliness, or universal goodwill. It is not mainly a sentence you say in your head. It is a felt orientation of goodwill toward living beings, warm, benevolent, and wide enough that it does not depend on whether someone is useful, attractive, easy, or already close to you. Metta practice is the training of that state. You deliberately bring up goodwill, make it stronger, and widen it beyond your usual circle. Over time, the aim is to make goodwill the mind's home base, the place you know how to return to when the day gets noisy, defended, rushed, or irritated. The practice is old, but it does not require adopting a religion. This site draws inspiration from the Metta Sutta and from the broader South Asian tradition that treats boundless goodwill as a complete path to well-being and success. In secular terms, the claim is simple. The mind becomes more familiar with the states it rehearses. If you rehearse goodwill clearly and often, goodwill becomes easier to access. The feeling matters more than the words. Traditional metta practice often uses phrases such as may you be happy, may you be safe, may you be healthy, may you live with ease. These phrases are useful, but they are scaffolding. The words are not the point. The feeling of goodwill is the point. If the phrases help you find the feeling, use them. If they become dry, mechanical, or annoying, soften them, change them, or drop them for a while. Some people respond better to an image, a sleeping child, a beloved friend, a pet, a grandparent, a teacher, a moment when someone looked at them with complete kindness. Some people respond better to a bodily cue, the face softening, the chest opening, the breath becoming less guarded. Use whatever reliably brings up clean goodwill. At first, the feeling may be faint. That is normal. Faint is still real. Do not wait for a dramatic emotion before you count the practice as working. If you can find even a small sincere warmth, stay with it and let it grow. Metta practice is less like performing a mood and more like strengthening an underused capacity. The 10-minute sit. For formal meditation, 10 minutes is the practical minimum. Longer is usually better when life allows, 20 minutes, 45 minutes, an hour, or more. There is no inherent maximum except duties, fatigue, and basic nervous system safety. If you need to stop to work, care for someone, sleep, eat, or regulate yourself, stop. The practice is meant to support life, not compete with it. The best time for many people is first thing in the morning, before the phone, the news, and the old mental weather have taken over. A morning sit gives the day a felt reference point. It creates something you can return to later. Settle. Sit, stand, or lie down in a way that lets you stay awake and relaxed. Let the shoulders drop. Let the face soften. Take a few slow breaths. Find your anchor. Bring to mind someone whose well-being you naturally care about. Choose an easy person, animal, memory, or image. Do not start with someone complicated. Generate goodwill. Let yourself feel the simple wish that this being be well. Use words only as support. May you be happy. May you be safe. May you be healthy. May you live with ease. Let the phrases point you back to the feeling. Make it stronger. Stay with the warmth. Let it fill the body. Let it become vivid in the face, chest, belly, and breath. If it is faint, keep it gentle. If it is strong, turn it up. Widen slowly. Let the same goodwill include yourself, a friend, a neutral person, a mildly difficult person, and eventually all beings. Rest in the direction. Drop the words when you can. Sit in the felt sense of goodwill itself. When it fades, return to the anchor and begin again. Do not rush the widening. If the feeling collapses when you include a difficult person or all beings, come back to the easiest anchor and rebuild. Strength matters more than coverage. A small circle filled with real goodwill is better than a cosmic idea with no warmth in it. Widening the circle. The usual progression is simple. Someone easy to love, yourself, a friend, a neutral person, a difficult person, and then all beings. This is not a moral test. It is a training sequence. Start with whoever makes the feeling most available. For some people, self-meta is natural. For others, self-meta is the hardest part. If wishing yourself well feels fake, punishing, or emotionally unsafe, begin with a benefactor, a pet, a child, or anyone whose well-being you sincerely want. You can come back to yourself later. Neutral people are powerful because they reveal how narrow ordinary attention can be. The person making coffee, the person passing on the sidewalk, the stranger in traffic, each of them wants happiness and safety as directly as you do. Let metta include them without needing a story about them. Difficult people come later. Start mildly difficult, not traumatic. Metta does not mean approval, trust, access, forgiveness, or permission. You can wish someone freedom from suffering while keeping boundaries, telling the truth, leaving the room, ending the relationship, or seeking justice. Goodwill is not passivity. It is the refusal to let hatred become your home base. Eventually, widen beyond individual people. Let the feeling include everyone in the building, the neighborhood, the city, the country, the world, and all forms of life. Do this as feeling, not as a slogan. The aim is universal goodwill made vivid enough to live from. Repeat all day. The formal sit is not the whole practice. It is the charging station. The real training is returning to metta during the day as many times as necessary, for as long as necessary, so the feeling becomes available in actual life. Most people will begin with one sit and one or two brief returns. That is fine. But you can repeat the practice much more often, and more repetition usually brings more benefit. If the feeling fades after breakfast, refresh it. If irritation takes over during a meeting, refresh it. If shame or anxiety contracts the body, refresh it. If you are about to answer a message from a defended place, pause and refresh it. A return can be 30 seconds or 10 minutes. It can happen while walking, washing your hands, waiting in line, opening your laptop, sitting in the car, or before speaking to someone. The structure is always the same. Notice you have drifted, find goodwill again, let it become felt, and continue from there. You do not need to hold an unbroken stream of warmth all day. Almost nobody can. The point is to become good at returning. A day with 20 sincere returns may do more than a day spent trying to grip the feeling until you get tired and resentful. Common problems. I do not feel anything. Start smaller. Use an easier anchor. Look for the faintest trace of warmth, not a dramatic wave. The first sign may be physical, a softer face, less tightness in the chest, a slightly kinder tone of mind. It feels fake. The words may be ahead of the feeling. Slow down. Instead of forcing a sentence, remember a real moment of care and let the words serve that. If no words help, drop them. I get sad. Warmth can uncover grief. That does not mean the practice is wrong. It may mean the heart is thawing. Stay gentle. Keep the sit shorter if needed. If the sadness becomes destabilizing, use support, therapy, community, movement, grounding, or a simpler anchor. I cannot include difficult people. Good. Do not start there. Build strength with easy and neutral people first. difficult person practice should widen metta, not collapse it into strain. Am I excusing harm? No. Metta is goodwill, not approval. You can want a person to be free from hatred, confusion, and suffering while also protecting yourself and others from their behavior. How long should I practice? For formal sits, begin with at least 10 minutes. Longer is better when it is steady and safe. During the day, repeat the practice whenever you need to recover the feeling. What the evidence suggests. Loving-kindness meditation has been studied as a trainable pro-social and effective practice. Randomized and experimental work has linked it with increases in positive emotion, social connection, self-compassion, and reductions in distress. Brief inductions can shift explicit and implicit positivity toward strangers. Longer practice has been associated with increased daily positive emotion and personal resources. The exact mechanisms are still debated. The useful practical point is simpler. Repeated warm attention changes what becomes available under pressure. Metta practice gives the mind more repetitions of goodwill, and those repetitions can change the baseline you return to. Going further. The full book goes deeper into the philosophy, science, history, and edge cases, self-metta, difficult people, grief, pain, work, trauma-sensitive practice, and how to practice without turning kindness into avoidance. Read the full book online or choose another version.